I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home? Taking you home, learning more about your home, your body. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, cardiologist, one of the top cardiologists in the country. I'm so happy to have him here to add energy and discussion to a lot of the major health news stories of the week, plus your questions that you can send along to me, Doug at DougSteffen.com, if you'd like to. Astonishing information this week. Dr. Ken keeps on top of things. Brought to you by the folks who want to keep your blood pressure at 113 over 70. I read that, Ken. Is that really the best? Because mine is, what, 110 over 68 and 114 over 70, 115 over 72, that kind of thing. Is that really the ideal blood pressure? You've been taking people's blood pressure for a long time.
Well, I would think the ideal would be somewhere between 110 to 120. But as you get older, and actually it depends a lot, individualized, you know, the latest thing in medicine is personalized medicine.
Yeah.
As you get over 65, and if you have no risk factors for, there is a subgroup, if you have no risk factors for heart disease, we actually accept. There's a study showing 150 is okay, but
150
for
150.
If you're over 65 and you have no risk factors for heart disease, that's not very many people. But I'm just trying to be complete. But ideally, you'd like to be at 120.
Yeah. So what do you think now, given my age and my experience? I always like to use myself as a guinea pig. Use me as an example. You can tell people anything about what you know regarding what you've learned about me in the various studies that you've done over the years. The idea of having a healthy diet, I've decided, as I've been doing some study on this, I'm getting into a even more vigorous exercise program and figuring that I'm about 12 or 14 pounds overweight.
Ooh.
And I've been there for the past 4 or 5 years. I'd lose it, get it back again, but it's been harder as I've gotten older to lose it and keep it off.
Now, well, let me help you with that. As I have, as you know, about 2 years ago, took off 40 pounds and have kept it off.
Yeah.
And this is an area that you actually sparkle for me, because this is something I'm very interested in. I've researched this. I've done it myself. And I think I understand this area, having gone through all this. And for what you're doing, you need to – what would be – let's use you as the guinea pig.
Yeah, that's perfect.
What weight would you like to be at?
I'd like to be between 170 and
give me an exact number. 170?
171. Yeah, 171.
All right, let's make 170, make it simple numbers.
Yep.
And the way you do this, let's do a Mayo Clinic dietary consultation. And this is what you would hear from a dietitian at the Mayo Clinic. And for a guy, you first figure out what the ideal body weight is. You can do that from the body mass index charts or the weight charts, whatever work.
Chart would, by the way, say my ideal weight is 164 to 166, but I'm a little more muscular,
okay.
Although sometimes muscle, it does weigh
it's
more.
It's heavier. It definitely, where the BMI often falls apart with very muscular people. So let's hit 170. Now, you being a male, you then multiply that ideal target.
170.
Times 10 to 12. For a woman, it's times 8 to 10.
Let's
do the math.
All right, 1,700. That's how many calories I should have a day.
Wait, 1,700 on the low end, but times 12 is add another
times 12, you add
340.
More, so, yeah, you'd have like 2,050 or in there.
Okay, so 2,050, 1,700 to 2,050. And that's your daily intake of calories depending on how active you are. So on the days when you're doing no exercise, it's on the lower end. On the days where you have your good workout, it's on the higher end. And that will get you down. You'll lose about a pound to two a week, and it will get you down to your target. Women, if you want to get to your ideal body weight, you multiply it by 8 to 10. You know, everything's harder for women, and it's times 10 on your workout day.
But how
times
do you know?
Eight
when I mean, seriously, how do you get to know
what the caloric value is of what you're eating. I mean, come on. You know,
I count all day, every day. There's
well,
so many
things. How do you do it? How do you know what that spinach has for calories really in it and how much there is in that fish
because,
that you're eating? Or
because everything's labeled. And if it's not, there's apps everywhere to figure it out.
Uh-huh. Search
your apps for calorie charts,
mm-hmm.
and they even now have restaurants on these apps.
That's right. Yeah,
tell you everything you eat everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no excuses anymore if you know how to use a smartphone.
If you're smart enough to use a smartphone,
and everything
everything
you buy at the grocery store is labeled,
yeah.
And maybe you're not getting things at the grocery store, but
I'm trying to eat out less when I'm by myself, which is most of the time, at least in the wintertime.
Look at the apps that count calories, and you'll see and you'll get a feel for where you are, and you can make a fairly good estimate. I've been counting for 2 years every day, Doug.
Yeah, I know you have, and it shows.
And exactly. So I count calories, I count protein, and I try to avoid saturated fat, and I try to avoid the simple carbohydrates. And the other thing that I have realized that's so important for people at middle age and higher to get down to ideal body weight and stay there and to get rid of the fat and to convert it to muscle is to watch your glucose, your sugar intake. And I bet that for you that's the big problem is.
It is. I know that. Absolutely is. So I try to put it aside and not eat a cookie and stay away from.
One of
the things that I just found out, though, that I am interested in your thoughts, you talk about eating nuts. You go through your spiel of five or six things you got to do in order to maintain a healthy body, healthy lifestyle. One of them is nuts. I read something over the weekend that suggested that peanuts and cashews, which are my favorite, and I mix them together, are really not good for you for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is that they're the kind of nut that has like the outer skin of a tomato and peppers and things that have skins on them, nightshades, that are not good for you. The only really good nuts are almonds and pistachios, that kind of stuff.
Walnuts also.
Walnuts are good.
But let me say, I don't eat nuts very often because they're one of my trigger foods and I can't just stop.
I eat a lot of cashews.
But if you want, you know, part of the DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, beans, seeds, and nuts, fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts is nuts. But it has to be just a handful of raw nuts each day.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, avoiding the oils, the salts. And I think that, you know, there are even more healthier nuts, but I think most of the nuts are pretty good. And the almonds especially are good.
I have a handful. I'll have a handful. Like in the morning when I'm on the air, if I'm in a hurry and I haven't had enough to eat to get back on the air, I'll grab a handful of nuts and eat them. And that might happen two or three times during the course of the day.
And they're raw nuts?
During the course of the day. I mix the raw ones with the baked ones and the salt with some and some.
Yeah, but see, that's not – you're defeating the whole purpose.
I understand.
Of the whole thing.
Yeah, I get that.
You know that so you're not doing that for your health.
No, I'm doing it because it tastes good and it
keeps
me going.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No, I know that. So I've got to change that. So I've bought almonds and I don't much like pistachios. I think salted almonds are okay. And they're usually
again, that's not
oil.
For your health.
Well, but it's not oil. They're not oily. You got a little salt on them to give them some taste. But I've got to stop sticking my hand in the cookie jar and in the nut jar.
And it's
every time I'm hungry.
Correct. And it's amazing how much of our food has high sugar content in it. You know, I was eating one of these so-called healthy cereals that, you know, from natural blah, 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 blah.
Right, yeah.
And if you look on it, there's just a lot of glucose in there.
Again. How about oatmeal isn't bad, though?
Oatmeal's great.
Yeah,
oat bran, oatmeal, that's whole grains are good. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products are excellent. Fish is fantastic. I know you're not a big chicken lover, but chicken breast.
Good for you, yep. All right, there's the secret to longevity from Dr. Ken. 16 past the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program called Good Day Health. Cardiovascular issues are what we specialize in here because Ken Kronhaus is a fabulous cardiovascular expert, and thus we have a we found a home with the folks that make Super Beats. This is something to support your overall heart health. Drink a glass of Super Beats every day, superfood powder, mix it with water, put it in a smoothie. And Ken's going to explain why dietary nitrates that are found in these beets are so important to the circulation, blood pressure levels, all that good stuff.
Thanks, Doug. Nitric oxide, a gas discovered in 1988, the Nobel Prize in Medicine awarded for it in 1998. We all need it. It's as important to us as oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide, the third important gas in the body. And what it does is, as the red blood cell carrying the oxygen from head to toe, it needs to get through your 60,000 miles of circulation. It needs to get in, and it's like a garage door opener. It first sprays the blood vessel, the artery, the pipe which takes the blood away from the heart. First sprays those blood vessels with nitric oxide, then blood vessels relax, open up, the red blood cell can get in and deliver the oxygen. And your body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide or it doesn't function properly. The blood pressure gets up. It's also used as a signaling molecule from head to toe, and the body just doesn't function well, and you don't feel well. So you need the building blocks of nitric oxide continuously in the body to make nitric oxide, and that's where the Super Beats comes in. Our friends from Neogenis, they make two products, Neo 40, which helps get the maintenance tank of nitric oxide up after you check your saliva with their saliva strips. And also Super Beats, it helps give you a boost of nitric oxide before your workouts in the gym, as Doug was and I was talking about how to keep that weight off.
800-655-4183. Again, for Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Finitrends Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Finitrends works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Feel wonderful by getting a clean bill of health from a good doctor or a clean bill of health from your accountant when he does your taxes. One way or the other, you'll feel good. The idea is to get you to feel well, to feel better. Imagine what your world is like if you have a perfect body or things are working well for you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to make you 8 times healthier than the average bear. You can go visit him, by the way. I extol his value in virtue all the time. And have taken a number of my friends there to see him as well. Dr. Ken's office is in Mount Dora, Florida, which is right up the beeline from the coast, the Space Center, et cetera, et cetera. There's also a little, there's a park, a recreational park in that vicinity that a number of people go to visit from time to time. So if you would like to take advantage, maybe you're going down to see the mouse or go to the Space Center, call Ken's office and spend some time there. 352-735-1400. Yes, there are lots of rodents in Central Florida. Ken is not one of them. 352-735-1400 for his office. One of the top cardiologists in the country. He just has a great thing when it comes to being able to spend critical time with you at times when you need it most in your life. He's the guy, so check that out. All right, so I'm loath to get away from all of this stuff. We're talking about the right cardio health. And so maybe we go to a couple of more of these stories from this week that are important, Ken, that you've researched from the medical journals. This comes from Colorado, no surprise, because that's where there's a heavy rise in the use of marijuana because it's legal there. One wonders whether this is going to follow the legalization of marijuana around the country, these sort of stories. Vomiting with heavy pot smokers. What's the story on that?
Exactly. This story seems to follow wherever the marijuana is legalized. And you talk to an emergency room doctor in any one of these states, and they are all seeing this. This is a growing number of heavy marijuana users around the world are getting a rare illness that causes Doug vomiting and abdominal pain. Cases of cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, say that 3 times quickly, also known as cyclical vomiting syndrome, are on the rise in states that have legal marijuana. Heavy users of marijuana, Doug, they have bouts of vomiting and abdominal pain that repeat every few weeks or months and last for years. Quitting makes the symptoms go away, and for some reason, patients find relief from the symptoms with, guess what, a hot shower or a bath.
Really?
Yes.
That's very, very interesting. That's very interesting. All right, let's see here. the fitness craze, the discussion of fitness, which becomes part of this program every week because of what Ken and I are doing, using it as an example, perhaps a way of inspiring you to go down that fitness road. Here's a report from the Mayo Clinic about how you're impacted when you go from low to intermediate fitness classes, exercise routines. What is the low to intermediate of what?
Well, we're talking now about your fitness level. You know, how long doctors measure this, cardiologists measure this by how long you can walk on a treadmill. And the reported in Mayo Clinic proceedings this month, Doug, we learned that improving cardiovascular fitness over time, and they did it by measuring how long you walked on the treadmill at the cardiologist's office, this may prolong life. Patients who started with low fitness levels but were able to improve to intermediate or high fitness levels reduced their risk of death during the study by roughly a whopping 40%. So to improve our fitness, we need to increase the current level or amount of our physical activity. And if you do this, just talk to the doctor before you get into an exercise program or significantly increase it, because I can't afford to lose a single listener.
How to reduce breast cancer recurrence, up in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
At the hour, the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're going through the medical stories of the week. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about in terms of people and the fact that they sometimes pass, you know it. There are a lot of people who die of strange diseases. This week, the talk radio news is about Alan Combs, who was important to talk television as the partner with Hannity for a number of years, and Fox went on the air, Hannity and Combs, and he did a radio program. He'd been on the radio since he was a teenager, went to Hofstra University, and was in radio for the rest of his life. And he and I have had parallel careers. I remember we used to do personal appearances together, sort of a dog and pony show. He and I and Joy Brown and Michael Reagan and a couple of others would go around to stations, and we had a lot of fun. He was a very good guy, very smart guy, very smart guy. He died of a rare blood cancer, and one wonders how, you know, you see these things. There's probably not a week that goes by. We're not talking about some celebrity who's died quickly or some celebrity who's got a problem we can learn from, like David Cassidy and his dementia. But, you know, you wonder about these things. And what I wonder as I see this, how many rare diseases exist that people don't know anything about? Whether it's, in this case, a rare blood cancer. I mean, who would have thought cancer would get at the cells in your bloodstream? But yet, that's, you know, the cancer, the free radicals can show up anywhere. And we know that the blood is cellular, as is everything else in our body. So I suppose that, you know, you're likely to be exposed to something somewhere. You wonder how in the world somebody would get something like this. But, you know, how do people research these sorts of things? And when somebody comes along as something really rare, how do you deal with it?
The National Institutes of Health has stated that there are over 7,000 rare diseases that affect between 25 and 30 million Americans, mm-hmm. which is nearly 1 in 10 Americans. Mm-hmm. These rare diseases, they present across the spectrum of medical conditions. All but a few types of cancer are rare.
Yeah, really. Isn't that something? And but think about all the other kinds of things that we can get that we're exposed to. There's so much stuff on this planet that you can be exposed to that will get you, especially if you don't have a good immune system. And Alan never really looked healthy to me. He and I, as I said, probably 30 years or more. I've known him. We've been friends. And I just never felt like he was the picture of health.
He, you know what his broadcasting distinction was?
He had plenty of them, but we'll give me one.
He did the last show on 660 WNBC Radio in New York.
Last talk show.
The last show program of in any way.
Oh, when it was WNBC before it became WFAN.
Correct.
Yes. Right. Yep. Yeah. He's longtime successful New Yorker, grew up in New York.
I met him in New York City.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's just a very pleasant, nice
guy. Yeah,
family.
He was a wonderful guy, very smart. But so it just underscores how crazy sometimes it is. You know, people, we talk a lot about the typical heart disease, cancer, things that'll get you the most prominent. But then there are things that people are dying of every day that are so rare, but yet they're, you know, they take their toll. So he was a good guy. I'm sorry he's gone, frankly. All right. So anyway, meanwhile, back to our focus on some of the news of the week. Before we run out of time for that, let's do this exercise story from the Canadian Medical Association about how it impacts women who might possibly be exposed to breast cancer. What's the story with that?
Exactly. Doug, us physicians, we're getting better at earlier diagnosis and we're getting better at effective treatment of breast cancer. But unfortunately, too many well-treated women have recurrences of their breast cancer after we think that they're through with it. And new research published this week recommends physical activity and weight management as key lifestyle choices that can significantly reduce the risk of breast cancer recurrence.
Really? All right, so there's a word to the wise that hopefully is sufficient, right? Under the circumstances, let's make sure that everybody knows and is aware of how good exercise is for everything. And the more women exercise, the more muscle that we're developing as men and women, the better it is. The more you put yourself through exhaustive exercise, moderate exercise. You were talking about the treadmill. I'm one of the things I'm doing now. I've never really liked the treadmill. I don't tend to do things that are boring.
Well, you don't have to do the treadmill. That's just how doctors in a study measure what you're doing. But on your own time, when you do your aerobic exercise, do what you enjoy. Swim, walk, jog, run.
I like
run.
To get in the water. I take those.
Swimming is great.
What I've been doing aerobic. In the water, the pool at the Y that I joined in Santa Monica, they have these seem not to be weights, but you put them in the water and they absorb so much water, they become weights. And you use them for all kinds of activity. And swimming with these things is really grueling exercise.
Absolutely.
I've never tried that. It really is. It'll give you – you'll be huffing and puffing when you get out of the pool. I like the pool because I think it's good, solid exercise.
Okay. One of the machines that swimming is fantastic. It's joint sparing. You know, as you get older, you want to look for the joint sparing aerobic activity. Yeah. If you haven't heard about it, I mean, there's a new machine. It's not so new anymore, but it's called a free floater. It really combines several different aerobic exercise machines into one, and it supports you as you're gliding in air, and it just really spares those joints. Ask at the at your gym about the free floater. I think you'll like it if you're worried about sparing your joints.
All right, a question about DHA and omega fatty acids, omega-3s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, from a listener, plus a story about this new mosquito vaccine that could protect you from a number of multiple diseases. We'll have that as we continue here with Health in Our Focus. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen, supporting overall heart health by drinking Super Beats every day. You take Super Beats before you work out, speaking of workout, and this is a way because it opens up your arteries, gets blood to your muscles, your brain, all of the things that are so important to overall health. All your organs and stuff. Ken has done a great job studying this and having you understand why it is the result of taking Super Beats is increased energy, increased stamina. Ken?
Exactly. I recommend that everybody check their nitric oxide level in their body. This is the third important gas in the body. It helps the blood vessels relax and open up. And the folks at Neogenes, with the help of a physiologist at Baylor, have come up with these strips where you just put a little saliva, you look at the color, and you can tell what your own nitric oxide level is in your body. And if it's low, you're not going to feel well. Your blood pressure may be too high, and the blood vessels are not going to be functioning properly. And this is just another good reason to think about their Neo 40 product, which will help get the tank level up. Or if you were looking for that boost of energy before your workout or in the afternoon instead of the high caffeinated beverage, their Super Beats products give you a sudden jolt of nitric oxide by providing the building blocks to make nitric oxide.
All right, so make no mistake about this. This is something that, by the way, has no real sugar, 3 grams of sugar per serving. We were talking about that earlier. Getting into the microvessels, it's so safe. It's so effective. It enhances what your body can do to protect itself. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to take Ken's advice yet and haven't gotten on the Super Beats bandwagon, here's the way that you get the benefits of all of this and a free 30-day supply of Super Beats as well with your first order, backed up by the money-back guarantee that is so famous. You receive the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well. When you mention Dr. Ken, call 800-655-4183 to get the 30-day supply, that's a bonus. To get the free book, that's a bonus. Free shipping, that's a bonus. The bonus really is, though, that you're going to feel so much better and see yourself as being so much healthier, because you will be. Look in the mirror and feel good. Call 800-655-4183. Again, that's 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, the Super Beat program. Get on it now if you aren't. One more time. 800-655-4183.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, Joe Pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
February is Black History Month, a time when we honor the achievements of African Americans throughout history. AT&T has partnered with noted historian and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. to celebrate with the 28 Days program.
Black people have been at the forefront of technology as far back as when Louis Latimer drafted plans for the first telephone. I'm proud to be working with AT&T so that the stories of black trailblazers in the arts, business, and STEM continue to be shared and hopefully inspire the next generation of innovators.
AT&T 28 Days highlights modern-day pioneers in the Those Who Dare video series, now available online. Visitors to the website can also learn more about black excellence via interactive albums. Dr. Gates invites viewers to check out his new TV series, Africa's Great Civilizations, a journey of 200,000 years of culture, premiering February 27th on PBS. For more black history facts, visit att.com/28days.
Good day, health, with Doug Steffen. This is a story that may be something that affects you no matter whether you believe in traditional medicine or homeopathic medicine. The Twitter review that you, I mean, using Twitter and how it can tell you about your health, something that as you look at the most tweeted items, the most tweeted food in our country as of last year was coffee. More people interested in finding out about coffee than beer or pizza. Wow, that's an interesting review. So what does that tell us about our health? Beside hinting at which foods are popular, tweets reveal something about our health as well. Scientists surveyed nearly 80 million Twitter messages that were geotagged over the last year. They analyzed tweets mentioning food. They found that tweets from poor neighborhoods and regions with large households were less likely to mention healthy foods. Also, people in areas dense with fast food restaurants tweeted more often about fast food. This is an interesting clue as to how our neighborhoods, the environment we live in, that we work in, that we play in, impacts our health and well-being. Areas with more chatter about walking, dancing, running, other physical activities had fewer deaths and lower rates of obesity. Isn't that interesting? Positive sentiments toward healthy foods also broadly related to fewer deaths and lower rates of chronic health conditions. Sentiments toward healthy food. What does that bring around? There's more research needed, so say the writers of this paper, because Twitter users mostly are between, what, 18 and 49, the millennials plus. So there's not a lot of data on those that are older using Twitter. But I thought that was an interesting thing anecdotally to pass along here, as it does have to do with our health and well-being. All right, here we are, 46 after the hour. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen. This mosquito spit vaccine that could protect you from multiple diseases being researched now. This new vaccine, they say, will hopefully protect humans from a variety of mosquito-transmitted illnesses like Zika and West Nile. But I guess instead of targeting a specific illness, it protects against the mosquito itself. And the saliva is what is really harmful. Mosquitoes bite into you, and the saliva is what carries the horrible stuff, right?
Right. Your immune system responds to a mosquito's saliva and then breaks up the mosquito.
Mm-hmm. So, but this, again, is once again sensitive to how strong your immune system is. Is it not? You've got a strong immune system, less likely to have any kind of allergic reaction than those who are older or younger who may not have a strong immune system.
Well, you need to be able to respond. And if you have a healthy immune system, this should work.
Yeah. Malaria last year killed 430,000 people.
Horrible.
Around the world. And it's second only to diarrhea as to the number of people that are killed from one disease in terms of, we all think of heart disease and cancer and stuff in our country, which is true because we don't have much malaria here and we don't have much of, you know, the other sorts of things that, like, you can easily avert problems of diarrhea. But in a lot of the poorer parts of the world, it's rampant. And people die at a very early age, right, because of diarrhea and things like that?
Absolutely. And this vaccine just breaks up the saliva of the mosquito, amazingly.
Right. All right. Question from a listener. Stephen wants to know whether DHA is a fatty acid. I don't even know the answer to this question. I think I take DHA, but is it the same? As I don't think I've ever asked you this question, as omega-3, what is it?
Well, this person's taking fish oil supplements, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And the two crucial ones are EPA and DHA. But I recommend getting this from the real thing, from low-mercury fish.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go over
burps.
A list. You want to go over a list of low-mercury fish?
Yeah, let's do that, because if you're eating fish, you're not going to burp. If you take this other stuff, you're going to be burping.
Right.
All the time. Go ahead.
Here's a, you know, my two favorite low mercury fish, but not the only choice, is salmon and sardine. But you also have catfish, mullet, flounder, herring, anchovies, pollock, crayfish, salmon, oyster, tilapia, haddock. And there's a long list of seafood with low mercury levels. What's the one type of tuna that has low level of mercury? This is important. This is a comment. Light tuna.
Light tuna, not what? Canned?
Canned tuna. Light tuna has low mercury levels. All
really?
Of the other tuna has mid-range mercury levels. And the high levels of mercury, king mackerel, swordfish, tilefish, shark, are the bad ones.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health at 10 minutes before the hour.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention has been given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
Should we continue that conversation or should we start fresh?
Wow.
All right, 53 past the hour. My pal, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is here for his medical update. We were just talking about what was going on in the local retirement home, and perhaps we ought to move along to, well, I mean, it was all, actually, the conversation started off the air with a look or a conversation that Ken and I were having about one of the big stories that he's here to report on this week. The problem of genital herpes. This isn't pleasant by any stretch of the imagination, but what I find is the amount, apparently the amount of the problem is increasing, and so your report has to do with women who are pregnant and what happens as a result of having this problem, right?
Exactly, and I think you've been fascinated by autism and why that has been increasing.
I have been asking you. Yes, I have.
And this may be one of the reasons why. Genital herpes, it's a common sexually transmitted infection, Doug, primarily caused by herpes simplex virus type 2. You know, the type 1 is the one that often causes the lip infections. The type 2 is the one that causes the genital infections, usually. Around 417 million people worldwide, Doug, have genital herpes caused by herpes simplex virus type 2. And the news this week is that children born to mothers who have active genital herpes during pregnancy, they may be at twice the risk of developing autism spectrum disorder. And this may be why we see so much of it.
Mm-hmm. We were talking earlier this week about David Cassidy and the fact that at 69, I think, he has developed dementia. Here's somebody who's had a drinking problem, and it once again makes me ask you whether alcohol isn't a prime suspect in people whose brain is experiencing hardening of the arteries, because that's really what causes dementia and Alzheimer's, isn't it?
Well, I think it definitely is related. In fact, I know we have a relationship with the arteries. We learned from the Journal of the American Medical Association just this week that some studies have shown that drinking alcohol, Doug, in moderation may have a beneficial effect on cardiovascular health. However, new research suggests heavy drinking may age the arteries prematurely by causing the arteries to stiffen and thus interfere with blood flow. And I think this may be the problem, why you see so much circulatory disease either with the brain or the heart when you have heavy drinking.
So is that what Cassidy's...
66.
Is he 66? Okay, 66. I knew he was 60-something or other, yeah.
Yeah.
So well, what is that? I mean, if you...
With David Cassidy, he's 66,
yeah.
The former star of the hit television series The Partridge Family. He admitted this week he's battling dementia, Doug, but both his grandfather and his mother, actress Evelyn Ward, struggled with dementia in their final years, and David could not remember the lyrics of his songs during a performance in California last week and plans to stop touring. I think he has the gene for it, but certainly he didn't have the most healthy middle age.
Well, that brings us around to another study, the suggestion that if you are not healthy in your 40s and 50s, that you may develop dementia as you age.
Exactly.
Right?
This is out of the International Stroke Conference in Houston this week. Doug, that middle-aged men and women at risk for heart disease may also face a higher chance of dementia later in life. Risk factors such as smoking, high blood pressure, and diabetes, they might boost the odds of dementia almost as much as carrying the gene that raises the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So I think David Cassidy probably had a combination of both.
Yeah, what a shame. All right, Dr. Ken is a cardiovascular specialist. Cardiovascular issues affect a majority of both men and women in our country. So as this is Heart Health Month, February, Ken has been talking about how great Superbeats are, something to use and take every day because of its impact on your cardiovascular system and your heart, right?
Exactly. Nitric oxide, discovered in only 1988, awarded the Nobel Prize in only 1998 for medicine. The third important gas of the body. You need this to open up the blood vessels so that the red blood cells carrying the oxygen can bring oxygen from head to toe. You need to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks. From the company Neogenis, they have two products. You can get Neo 40 to increase your tank of nitric oxide after you check your levels with their saliva test. Or you can get their Superbeats products if you want to get a boost of nitric oxide instead of those high caffeinated beverages or before your workouts.
No question about it. It's really good for you. Take Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. One more time, 800-655-4183. 655-4183 for Superbeats.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit secretknock.co to learn more and apply now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.